All right. Hey, there was this is a great story today about the opening arguments that were in the this red light camera. Remember, there's a criminal case going on concerning the red light camera. The company that put and the individuals who were able to nestle the deal into the Chicago budget to pay for these red light cameras. And the woman who is running the company has already pleaded guilty. Our famed attorney, Mike Monaco, was helping her with that. Mm-hmm. So you know, when Mike Monaco goes, yeah, take the plea. That's, you never know. Woo! That's
is she
bad.
Already in prison?
No, she's awaiting trial in Ohio on charges. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, there's a separate case now where there's a guy who's standing trial. And his attorney opened up with the argument that, listen, if you're going to do corruption in Chicago, here's how you do it. You got to go to the mayor. You got to go to an alderman. You got to go to the people with power. And then they wire you in, and here's how you're going to do it. It was basically like a playbook of how to create a deal out of nowhere. And someone has to get paid. And you just get it. It's a guarantee.
And he's acting like it's, well, of course, this is what you do if you want to push something through in Chicago.
Right.
You got to bribe someone, is what he's saying.
Now, what is interesting is that the city council today is taking up an ordinance that would place oversight of the city council under the same office that oversees City Hall. Now, so the inspector general, now there was a guy, the legislative inspector general.
Mm-hmm, I remember him.
Right. Who they had before. And the city council was like, oh, wait a second. This guy's investigating us.
Mm-hmm. No, he can't do that.
They pulled his own budget. Now that because the city council has the purse strings, it's like, right. Wait, you shouldn't be able to do that.
We want you to investigate them, everybody else, but not us.
That would be like a street gang being allowed to say, oh, we don't want the Chicago police investigating us.
Mm-mm.
No, we don't want that.
No, go investigate
other
people.
No. We're pulling their food. We're disbanding the police department, so
right.
They can't do that.
Purse thieves on Michigan Avenue is where you should be focusing.
So that guy was Faisal Khan, who is on the, no relation, on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. And Faisal, thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you for having me back, guys.
Can
I just address your Powerball issue?
Yes.
I will make sure you have the most expensive drool cup I can possibly find.
Thank you very much.
So you can enjoy yourself wherever you are.
Would you like to handle the finances for me at that point?
You know what? I'm out of a job right now, so
it's true.
Really okay. Help out.
That's true. You got voted out because they cut your budget. Well, let me ask you first, because you're the perfect person to comment on this. The city council voting on oversight happening by the city inspector general. Will that work? And do they have to do it because of what they did to you?
I think the short answer is no. This is all, as they say in Chicago, a load of bunk. You've been seeing this going on, guys, for the last not just 4 years while I was there. It's been going on since city councils existed. You guys all know the statistics that 30 of them have gone to jail over 30 years, and there's nothing coming along that makes us think that this system will change. They've had opportunity after opportunity to give this power to the IG before, and they've never done it. And now they're doing it, so at least some of them are talking about doing it. But as you saw today, it got put aside once again for another month or so.
Yeah.
So since I ended my term in November, there's been literally no oversight of city council for now what will be 4 months. And I don't have any faith that that is going to change anytime soon.
But didn't the feds move in after you vacated your office, before you vacated, I can't remember the timing, and seize some documents? Do you think anything will come of that?
I hope so. I hope so, Anna. We worked with them on a number of investigations, and they understood the politics of what was going on here at the LIG office in terms of, you know, the mere fact that city council controlled our budget and we had to report to them undermined the entire process, as you can imagine. It's like the inmates running the asylum, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked with them extensively, and they knew what was going on, and they wanted to secure all of our cases that we were working with them on. So they took those. So I am highly optimistic that something will at least come out of those investigations, since everything else has been pretty much buried now for the last 4 months.
I want to, the sorts of things that you're looking at, I know, obviously you can't comment on an ongoing trial or an ongoing investigation that you have information on, but I want you to sort of generally comment on this. And I want to go back to this story that is running in the David Kidwell wrote it in the Chicago Tribune today. This trial opened up for this John Bills guy who is being accused of basically wiring in the deal for the red light cameras in the city of Chicago, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
So now there was his opener. In the city of Chicago, if you're going to bribe someone, you go to an alderman, you go to a president, you go to the mayor. I guess he means the president of the county board, would be my guess.
Or a company, I guess.
Yeah. Governance, yeah. You go to someone who has the power to do it. He goes on to say John Bills, his client, did not have the ability, the power, the control, the influence, or the leverage to direct that contract to Red Flex. So in other words, it's not his fault.
But he might take money, you know. I don't know.
Well, but the other people are taking money. I mean, so I'm just in the spirit of that opening argument. Would you say, Faisal, that that is true?
Oh, unfortunately so, 100% true. You know, it, to you and I, it's a bribe. It's very straightforward, right? In Chicago, mm-hmm. it's pay to play, and that's the most common terminology you'll hear. In order for you to get something that you want, you have to go to your alderman, your county person, as you mentioned, or anyone else in order to get that ball rolling. And in order to get that ball rolling, it always inevitably starts with a check. And this is easy to prove. If you simply go on the state's website to see who has donated money to which alderman and cross-reference that list with city contracts, it's an easy thing to find.
Okay, now,
many can argue.
Faisal, let me play the devil's advocate, though the devil needs no advocate. And if I were going to take the position of a Chicago politician here for a second, I would argue back to you. And again, Chicago politician voice impersonated. I would argue back to you, Faisal. Wait a second. Hey, smart guy, let me ask you a question. A fine citizen, they come to me because they like governance. They like nice government. We're not real nice like we're doing over here. And they want to support people who are doing the right thing. So a guy gives me a check. There's nothing illegal about giving me a campaign contribution, Faisal. Nothing. Like a guy wants to give me 10, 12, 15, 20 grand, large. That's okay. That's okay because he's in for good government. Now, he may also have other business, but I'm not saying I'm going to give him that business just because he's giving me the money. He give me the money and not get the business. That could happen.
It certainly could, Alderman with a funny accent. However, you are banned by campaign finance limitations, meaning that you can only take $1,500 from any given person doing business with the city.
Wait, who said
want
that?
To do business
that
with
happen?
The city.
How did that happen? Wait, when did that happen?
Finance laws.
Oh, you can only take $1,500.
And secondly, you're capped by $1,500. And thirdly, it would behoove you to act ethically and properly by not doing any work for someone who has contracted you lots or given you lots of money. So that would be my recommendation, so you don't put yourself in a situation where you're actually accused of pay-to-play,
you know,
or accepting mm-hmm. bribes.
You are a pain in the keister. That's what I'm going to say, you, Faisal.
Let's cut his budget.
Yeah, you know what?
Let's get him out of town.
You're out, Faisal. Could you hold on one second for me? I got two pieces of business before I want to come back to this for a second because this is a very interesting conversation.
Yes, it is.
All right, Faisal, hold on one second. We'll come right back to you. All right, we're talking to Faisal Khan, who is the former legislative inspector general for the city of Chicago. And then he started investigating the legislative branch, the city council, and they said, hey, whoa, 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 who's that guy? Hey, you know what? Cut his budget. And now I want to ask you another question, because we were talking about this sort of in reference to what's going on with this Red Flex trial that's happening here in Chicago as well. And you pointed out that anybody doing business with the city is restricted to a $1,500 campaign contribution to an alderman, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
In fact, it's not just doing business with the city. Anyone who wants to do business with the city or anyone who has done business with the city in the previous 6 months. So it's not just about doing it right now. It could be future business or past business.
All right, Faisal,
so the rule is very clear.
But is it $1,500 total, $1,500 per year?
What? $1,500 per calendar year, Anna.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me ask you another question. One more question. All right. So let's say I got a roofing contract.
Mm-hmm.
I got a roofing contracting company. I can do roofs for you. I can do whatever you want. I can make a roof for you. I can put the spackle or whatever. I don't even know what we do because I mean it's actually my wife's company because we're a woman owned business anyway.
Yeah.
So the point is, I got this company and I like to do business with the city. I'm going to give $1,500 to each alderman because I think that they're all look at them. They're all doing a good job over by there, right? Now I got a friend. I got my buddy. My buddy, Fat Sal. Now, Fat Sal, he don't do no work with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give each guy $100,000. What's wrong with that? He's just a friend of mine. He didn't not do it. He's just doing it out of goodness from his own heart. And Fat Sal's so fat, he may not have a heart for very long. So that's okay, right?
Technically, if Sal is giving that money without you asking him to give it.
No, it's Fat Sal, because you don't be confused, because he's got little Sal. This is his brother. It's his little
Sal. I apologize.
Yeah. Fat Sal.
If Fat Sal is doing this on his own, it's his own money. You didn't give it to him. You did not ask him to give it to the alderman. You're not reimbursing him for that money.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with your one ownership roofing company.
Yeah.
Yes, it's technically legal.
Now, I did give Fat Sal $1 million last year. Because he's a friend and he's fat and I feel bad for him. I think he's going to die soon, you know, like that.
So well covered up. At least you didn't go waste management on us.
May I mention I'm a little overweight too, Ro, if you're feeling generous.
Well, who isn't? It's all right. I mean, I'm a little, you know, we're carrying holiday weight. What do you want?
Wait, but Faisal, I thought one of the things you were going after too, and maybe I'm wrong, is that you were trying to say that aldermen are not allowed to use their campaign staffers to work on outside work. Wasn't that one of the issues?
Yeah, so one of our investigations, Anna, was we received a complaint that campaign staffers were seen at the Board of Elections during city hours going over signatures. Signatures, as you guys know, are always for election time to get somebody on the ballot.
Or so keep them off.
Exactly. And so what we did was we requested timesheets from the aldermen, which infuriated all of them, even though they're required to keep them by law. You can FOIA them if they want. But the mere fact that I, as legislative inspector general, asked them for a routine record really upset them, and that kind of set the ball rolling for our relationship from there. But as a result of that, timesheet investigation, we found 67 employees double-dipping, doing political work instead of doing their city work. And I took, unfortunately, a lot of backlash for that from the alderman, who actually didn't realize I would be doing what was my responsibility and my mandate, which was to investigate and make sure that there was no waste, fraud, or corruption going on by city council.
You know,
and that's a form of corruption.
You know, that's so says you. That's another great expression at City Hall.
So says you
that you were doing your job, keeping the corruption away from everything. How do we know? How do we know that you weren't taking all the money? Look at this guy.
You wouldn't know. If you're playing that alderman again, Ro, you wouldn't know because you wrote the law to make sure that everything I did was confidential. So the taxpayer doesn't know what the results of our investigations are. We can't release them to everybody. You made sure that was written that way. So it's easy for you to sit there and criticize me because I have no defense that I can't turn my report over to the public and say, you be the judge.
Interesting.
So says you. Hey, Faisal, you've done yeoman's work, and I cannot wait for your book to come out about what happens here. And I can't wait for the raft of indictments to come down because it's fun for us right over,
well, I appreciate
over by here.
At least it's justice.
Yeah.
Chicago is just due for some major change, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
Yeah, me too. Faisal, thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Faisal,
it, sir.
For the time.
Thanks,
right.
Guys, for having me on. Take
all
care.
Right. Faisal, former legislative Inspector General, legislative Inspector General for the city of Chicago, fired by his own city council because he was looking into them.
You can't make it up.
Yeah, no, you can't. Welcome to Chicago.